In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What did the Lord Jesus see when he looked out from upon the cross? The cross of our Lord was placed on a small foothill just outside the city of Jerusalem. And it was this city that would have been one of the last sights he saw before breathing his last in agony upon the cross. Jerusalem was the city of his ancestor David, that shepherd boy who defeated Goliath and became a king. Now remember, when David went into battle with Goliath, the Philistines and Israelites had made a deal that the defeated nation would become the slaves of the victorious one. David, on that day, was playing for very high stakes. And so is our blessed Lord. The descendant of David, now on the battlefield of the cross, is fighting with our ancient enemy, the devil. St. John tells us that everyone who sins becomes a slave of sin. The Lord Jesus is battling mightily for our freedom. Satan has been trying to gain mastery over the Lord, first by tempting him in the wilderness, then again in the Garden of Gethsemane, to ignore the will of his heavenly Father. These two times Satan is defeated, and so he makes a last effort. Rather than a temptation, he tries to conquer our Lord by physical pain. Through the tortures of the Roman soldiers, through the jeers of the high priests, through the abandonment of his friends, the devil piles suffering on suffering on suffering on the Lord, trying to crush him. And yet we know that the Lord is victorious. And so what does the Lord see when he looks from the cross? He sees those high priests, those who have brought him there by their pride and arrogance, those who could recite from memory every prophecy from the Old Testament that foretells the Lord. And yet, because of their arrogance, they do not see the Lord before them. He is fighting for them. And we know that he is victorious because 50 days later on Pentecost, through the preaching of St. Peter, 3,000 of the Jewish people are converted in one day to receive baptism. And we know that a number of the priests were among that great number of 3,000 converts. The Lord looks again from the cross, and he sees those Roman soldiers. They're there just to do a job, just to fulfill the requirements of another day's work. What callous indifference must they have towards this suffering man? And yet, the heart of one of them is conquered too. Jesus wins one centurion who, hearing the Lord say, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," says, "Truly, this is the Son of God." The Lord looks again from the cross, and he sees Saint Mary Magdalene kneeling there, very close. She who led a life of sin, a life of pleasure, a life caught up in the spirit of the world, has now forsaken all this and found true love, the love of God, the love that demands self-sacrifice, and yet the love that is the only thing capable of fulfilling our hearts. The Lord looks again from the cross, and he sees his beloved disciple, St. John. St. John, who probably knew the Lord from the time when he, John, was only 14 years old. He had just been ordained a priest the night before. He had been the best friend of our Lord. Our Lord sees in St. John gift after gift after gift that he has given this young man. And we see at how great a cost these gifts were bought, because they are given to St. John, as every gift is given to us, through the precious blood of our Savior. And finally, our Lord sees the Blessed Virgin, his mother, standing there beside the cross. And at this moment, she becomes not just a single figure, but represents the entire church, that is born from his pierced side, a church without spot, wrinkle, or defilement, because she has been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. He sees in the Blessed Virgin, he sees in Our Lady, the beauty of what he is about to create, the beauty of what he is about to give us, membership in the church. So, my friends, what does the Lord see when he looks from the cross at you? Because this is not only an historical event from many years ago. Our Lord is looking at you right now. What does he see in you? Are we maybe like the chief priests who pride ourselves on religious knowledge and yet miss the spirit of true religion? Are we like the soldiers who are here because of duty? Are we like St. Mary Magdalene, a long past and uncertain of the future? Are we like St. John, the recipients of many gifts, and perhaps unlike St. John, failing to give thanks for them? Whatever the Lord sees in your soul, he calls you to union with him. If it's sin that's stopping you, make a good confession. If burdens are weighing you down, share them with the Lord in prayer. If the pleasures of the world have their hooks in your soul, then give something up. The Lord is looking at you, and he invites you to look at him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.